Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery on 104.5 The Zone. Appreciate you being with us. Brent Doherty, Mickey Ryan, Don Davenport with you. Vanderbilt, Tennessee coming up on Wednesday. I've been going to those games in that gym since 1984. A lot of history over there. Bryce Drew, Vanderbilt basketball coach, joins us now. And Bryce, Memorial Gym is just one of those places where you walk in and you just feel the history. Do you get that as a coach?
Yes, you know, it's an incredible facility, and you know, so many great players have played in there. So many great speakers have spoken there. You know, since it's, you know, Martin Luther King, you know, celebration, you know, he spoke in this gym. I mean, there's so many great things about it.
Is that the kind of thing you talk to your players about? I mean, I know you talk a lot of X's and O's, but when you talk life, do you talk about a day like today, the significance of a day like today?
You know, it's a special day, and you know, we did a tribute, you know, a couple days to Martin Luther King for everything he stood for, everything he did for our country, how he inspired all of us and as individuals, and so so it's definitely, you know, a day to celebrate, and I feel proud and feel you know, humble to be able to coach in a gym that he actually spoke in, you know, when he was alive on this earth.
How important is it for you when a guy leaves your program that he knows more than X's and O's, that you feel like you've made him a more well-rounded person?
You know, I'm really thankful you asked that question, because most reporters don't and media don't ask that question. And, you know, pro coaching is different than college coaching. Yeah. You know, we got 17, 18, 19, 20-year-old young men that we're trying to help shape a future for them. And there's a lot of valleys. You know, there's hills in there, and, you know, you really try to teach them how to handle the hills in the right way, and you teach them how to get out of the valleys, you know, the best that you can. And so, you know, a big part of my job, our coach's job, is, you know, we want hearts changed. You know, we want them to leave men. We want their parents be, you know, happy that they came to school here.
Bryce Drew joins us, Vanderbilt basketball coach, each Monday during the basketball season. Bryce, how difficult was the locker room following that South Carolina loss, a game where you guys led the whole way and just couldn't get it closed?
Yeah, you know, we should have won the game. We're up five. Make a great block, ball goes out of bounds. You know, get a technical, miss a defensive assignment that we had practiced, and then couldn't make some free throws down the stretch. So, you know, it hurts because we should have won, and it hurts even more when you have a young team. You know, a veteran team might be able to, you know, bounce back a lot quicker. You know, a younger team, talk about those valleys, you know, you try to get them out of that valley as quick as you can. It's just natural that a veteran team has been there before, and they've gotten out of it before. So we're still teaching, you know, how to get out of those valleys.
You talk about that in with your youth and your young players, and you've talked about how important their growth is. That's the most important thing for you, that they're learning from these experiences. When you go back and watch the game film, are you seeing progress? Are you seeing growth? And really, where are you seeing that?
Yeah, you know, a fantastic point you bring up. You know, South Carolina and Kentucky, we saw a lot of growth. You know, we saw a lot of growth with our ball movement. You know, guys getting in the paint and making an extra pass instead of shooting. We saw improvement with our toughness. We almost, you know, doubled our toughness plays in those games. And so those are two immediate things that really jumped off the page, you know, at us. You know, the Mississippi State game, you know, their speed really, really hurt us. You know, we didn't play with the same toughness for 40 minutes like we did with South Carolina, Kentucky. And for this team, you know, I think that toughness plays are a big thing, and that's the biggest area that we want to see progress. And so we saw that in the other two games. You know, hopefully we're going to see that again on Wednesday.
This, obviously, Tennessee coming in, they're number one in the country right now, and it's a huge rivalry. are you one of those guys that you try not to get too up or down as a coach when you're talking to your team about the game? Or do you go ahead and embrace this and the hugeness of number one coming to your gym that, oh, by the way, happens to be your biggest rival?
Yeah, pretty special. You know, you don't get to play against number one team in the country, you know, very often in your lifetime, and especially on your home court. So, you know, it's an awesome, awesome opportunity for our guys. You know, our main focus right now, you know, kind of leads in with that question that I had before was, you know, the progress. And you know, we know the chips are stacked against us. We know the mountain that we have to climb. We want to see progress. And we want to see progress throughout 40 minutes that we can feel better with how we competed, with how we executed.
I'm just curious from a coaching philosophy standpoint, if you had a more veteran team, you know, seniors, junior, kind of older, more experienced team, do you treat this game differently if you have number one coming into your barn?
No question. Yes. You know, usually you have a more experienced team. You know who you are. You know who your identity is. You're not trying to get through, you know, a lot of the muck that we just talked about, the toughness plays, you know, guys stepping up. Usually at that point, you're talking about more just straight X and O's and making sure you execute some of the fine details. So, you know, unfortunately, we're not there right now. You know, hopefully in the future when we have these calls, we'll be talking more about, you know, some extra set plays we're going to put in to help attack them. Than just talking about, you know, the basic things of trying to get a program going.
What do you see when you pop in the Tennessee tape with this group?
Well, you know, they're really physical and they're really big, and you know, they're a veteran group. They know exactly where their spots on the floor are. They know exactly what their identity is. They know exactly, you know, who's running the team, and they know exactly just who they are. When you add on top of it that they're really good. You know, it's a tough matchup. You don't get to be number one in the country by not having all the intangibles. You know, my favorite player is Admiral Schofield. I recruited him when he was in high school, when I was at my previous school. And we actually thought we were going to get him. And what happened is no high majors were recruiting him. And Tennessee showed up one day and they offered him, and he took it because it was the only high major offer at the time. But we thought we were going to get him because we loved his intangibles. And I think that's what you see. You see the heart of him come out with the team. And again, that's part of the reason it makes him special.
So, that's an interesting point there. So from a coaching perspective, when you're close with a kid and you recruit him and all those things, do you follow their career? And because with him, it has been absolutely amazing what he has been able to do from the time he got there until now.
Yeah, there was no doubt in our mind. We saw him play, and again, the toughness, the competitiveness, the will to win, the I'm not going to stop work until I get it right attitude. Like, we saw all that. At the time, a lot of coaches thought he was a tweener, didn't have a position, you know, up north. And Donnie Tindell came to an AAU game, and I remember me and, you know, my associate head coach, Roger Powell, we were like, crap, because if any high major goes and really looks at him, they're going to offer him because what's there not to like with the kid, with everything he brings to the table. Sure enough, right after that game, they offered him. He went down and visited and committed after.
Well, you'll see him on Wednesday night.
Yeah, we'll see him again.
There is that. We'll be broadcasting live there, so we'll come say hi to you while we do the show, and look forward to the game.
Hey, sounds great, guys, and appreciate you having us on, and let's have some fun Wednesday night.
All right. There you go. Bryce Drew, Vanderbilt coach. Basketball coach. We will be broadcasting live from Memorial Gym from 2 until 6. And we look forward to that. We'll have tickets to give away. The Zone will all day long.
Sold out ball game. It's going to be rowdy.
I went through the prices. Lower levels, $344 per right now, and there are only a few of them.